of alltalkradio.net.
Welcome to On the Fringe by Vic Wilk Goff. This is Mike Pricer. Your host for this evening is my partner in golf and crime, Vic Wilk, is out trying to qualify for the Justin Timberlake Shriner Hospital for Children Open, which is next week. So we're going to fly a little bit solo. We have a pretty big evening with all the results coming up. We also have, hopefully they'll get a chance to call in and talk about the President's Cup, Bradley Hughes and John Erickson, who are on site at Harding Park and hopefully going to bring us some discussion about the teams, the golf course, the changes, and so forth. Before I get too far, I wanted to go ahead and talk about our sponsor, Las Vegas National Golf Club. Welcome back to On the Fringe. We were talking about the President's Cup coming up, starting tomorrow, actually, in Harding Park in San Francisco. We're going to have two guests. Hopefully, they've got a few moments to call in to talk about it. They're on site there at Harding Park, so that should be kind of interesting. But let me talk a little bit about our two guests. Bradley Hughes was born in Melbourne, Australia, and he now lives in South Carolina. He won the Western Australian Open in 1988. Won the Australian Masters 1993 and 1998. He shot the tournament record at Huntingdale, 24 under par. Greg Norman has been quoted as saying, Bradley is one of the best ball strikers ever to come out of Australia. He won the Australian TPC in 1986, the South Australian PGA in 1994, and he won the nationwide Wichita Open. He's played in the President's Cup in 1994 with Nick Price, Steve Elkington, Vijay Singh, Robert Allenby, Craig Perry, and David Frost. He's played in the World Cup twice in 1996 and 1997. 1996 to 2000 and the 2005 PGA Tour. In those years, he accumulated just under $3 million in prize money. His best finish was second at the Kemper Open and second at the VCS Charity Classic. He led the tour stats in total driving. That's distance and accuracy. John Erickson is also a former touring professional. He is a kinship to me because he was a Fresno State Bulldog, and all three of my daughters were born in Fresno and attended Fresno State. He won the Big West Conference at the Tropicana Golf Course in Las Vegas as a college All-American. He turned pro in 1987 through 1993, played all around the world, won the Windsor Charity Classic, 1991, tournament record 17-under with a persimmon driver. John is also very vocal about playing the old equipment and works with classic club tournaments that use just the old equipment, persimmon heads, steel shafts, and old blade clubs built prior to, I think it's 1970. And they are helping us with the President's Cup. John, Brad, you out there?
Yeah, I'm standing on the 16th tee at the Olympic Club right now with a persimmon driver in my hand with a former President's Cup team member from the inaugural year, Bradley Hughes. And Bradley's got a nice Hogan persimmon. He's going to tee one off right now. So we were out there at Harding Park yesterday and took a look around.
So you're going to show off with the persimmon woods with the folks that play the medals out there now, huh?
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. So Bradley's gonna get to, hopefully you can hear the strike here. Bradley's gonna hit this persimmon right now around the corner. If you listen closely, you get to hear.
Okay, we're gonna listen.
Yep. Oh, nice. Flushed it down the middle.
I heard that. It sounded just like a persimmon. Boy, that brings back the old memories.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the Bradley for a second. Here you go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Bradley. Hey, Bradley, how you doing? You guys calling in was perfect. I just finished your introductions, and there John was.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I haven't hit persimmon woods for a long time. So especially being out on Olympic Club. I never played here. It's a fantastic course.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You were over at Harding Park. How did it look?
It looked okay. Yeah, it looked pretty good. The rough, there didn't seem to be a lot of rough, so I think there'll be a lot of guys bombing them off the tee and not being too worried about the next shot. It's probably a bit more wide open than Olympic is, so we'll see a lot of birdies out there.
Well, that doesn't hurt the fanfare too much, though. You think it's going to play fairly fast, though?
Yeah, I haven't seen the pairings for tomorrow. Can you give us any indication who's playing with who or not?
I haven't seen it yet either. It was supposed to be this afternoon, and it wasn't up by the time I left.
Okay. Yeah,
but it'd be fun to watch Ishikawa and Kenny Perry get together.
That's right. Yeah, the oldest and the youngest.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Ishikawa yesterday, and he had a beautiful looking swing. I hadn't seen him play. I think he'll do well.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of excited being 18 years old in that venue at that level. That's really something.
Yeah, no, he'll do well. I know he's young, but he's already performed well, so I don't think he'll have stage fright.
Well, that'd be good. It'll be fun to watch him play no matter what. We're going to talk a little bit about the format, too, but I was reading an article the other day, and they said they changed the course configuration for the President's Cup and that they moved 18 to be like the 15th hole or so.
Right, yeah. I don't know the original course layout, but I believe the 18th, as they're playing it, is actually the 9th, and it was all mixed up. I don't know if more than two or three holes are the plan of my actual number. So I don't know whether they did it for crowd or for excitement or how they did it, but it'll look good. It came out pretty nice. The course looked great.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Yeah, the Harding Park golf course goes back to, early 20s, 1925 somewhere. So it's steeped in history, and like a lot of public courses in the 60s and early 70s, went into disrepair, and I guess Sandy Tatum decided, no, that's not going to happen, and we got it back. We got Harding Park back.
That's great, because, you know, a lot of the old courses are gone by the wayside with all the newer technology and people forgetting about them, but it's good to see some old courses getting back on the rotation.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is your first round at Olympic Club, too, huh?
Yeah, I believe they're playing the U.S. Open here in 2012. So
I think you're right.
Round now.
that'll sit well in the memory for the next 4 or 5 years, 2 years. I know that from Harding Park you can see the Olympic Club, so I presume you can see Harding Park from Olympic Club as well.
You can. You look right across Lake Merced there, and there's the course.
And what the first day is going to be the foursomes?
Yeah, I don't know how they're playing the format. I know they only play one round on each of the first 2 days. When I played in 94, we actually played two rounds Friday, two rounds Saturday, and one on Sunday. So it's a little bit different now.
Yeah, I think you're right. They did change it. I know they're still playing the foursomes, the alternate shot, and the better ball, and then the matches, individual matches. So. But we're looking forward to it. I've been hyping this thing for the last month or so. I get so into the Ryder Cup each year that when we get down to the President's Cup and we've just had the Ryder Cup, it's wonderful because it's a whole different venue that you guys have played in the past, and it's terrific to watch.
And it's also good to see everyone without their Nikes and Callaways on. They've all got their country's colors.
That's right.
Colors, so it's pretty cool.
That's right. So have you?
I'm going to give you back to John.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, well, John, I didn't hear that shot. Was that a good one?
Yeah, it was a good shot, but it struck a limb on a tree. I just so it kind of skimpered out into the middle of the fairway, but I'll be all right hitting my third shot in. I'll probably have a mid iron in now instead of a short iron.
I forgot to tell you, Olympic Club has some of those trees that hang out there, man.
Yeah, it's the first look at the course here for us.
Yeah.
First time I've played here as well, and I've had a couple opportunities to play, but I wasn't able to, and so it's really quite a treat to be out here. But
yeah.
Harding Park is a great little golf course out there, too.
How did it look to you today? Is it going to play fast, slow, tough?
I don't think it's going to play all that tough. The rough wasn't too high. The finishing holes, you know, we watched the last three, and you know, you've got guys are hitting driver wedge, 17's a drivable par 4, and 18 guys are hitting irons in for par 5, maybe fairway wedge. So,
yeah, they moved, the 18th hole to make it 15? Because that comes over the water, right?
Yeah, so it's It doesn't look like it's going to be too tough. One of the holes that we saw on the front nine was on the card, 475-yard par four, which, you know, to me would always mean, you know, driving a long iron or maybe even a fairway wood in. And we watched Vijay playing it and hitting, you know, driving maybe a soft little 7-iron in there.
Whoa.
So, you know, that's kind of the modern game.
Yeah,
know?
That's true. That's true. Everybody looked pretty good. Did you get to watch any of them practice?
In fact, most of the comments out that we heard in the gallery, you know, we watched Tiger a little bit, and, you know, pretty much everyone's just talking about, well, how far do you think he hit that one, and how far did he hit
that one? Yeah, yeah. That's pretty typical.
Rio Ishikawa really looked good. I think he's got a wonderful golf swing. He's 18 years old. He's won five times on the Japanese tour, and I was really genuinely impressed with what I saw with him. I expect some good things out of him this week.
Hey, the youngsters are coming. Look at this Alexis Thompson on playing in the LPGA at 14.
Yeah, that's right.
They're coming up, and I saw Ishikawa on television. I obviously haven't seen him in person, but you bet he's got some games, so it's going to be fun to watch him. Listen, John and Bradley, thank you guys. I know you're out there trying to play, so I appreciate.
Yeah, we can chat a bit.
If you want. Good. Yeah, I'd love.
We're not in any hurry. We're just out here enjoying a nice afternoon round.
Oh, okay, good. No,
yeah,
I didn't want to cut you off, but I thought maybe I was holding you up. I know what I'd rather be doing.
I'm waiting for a guy to hit a bunker shot on 16 up in front of us. So we got time. But the course is in pretty good shape. You know, obviously the big story, you know, Greg Norman and Chris Everett. You know, news hit a few days ago, and Norman's walking around with a cast or a splint on his he had surgery on his right shoulder.
Yeah,
That's been asking him about that.
I think that's kind of bothered him for a few years, but certainly could add to the rumor mill with the split, couldn't it?
Yeah. So he's getting that taken care of, and of course, you know, Michael Jordan is out there, you know, walking around with Tiger as the assistant captain or something.
Right.
Him and Jay Haas are sharing the assistant coach duties out there, captain duties. So, you know, it's funny because, you know, he's out there with Tiger and Jordan, you know, it seems like he was getting more crowd response than Tiger was. You know, everybody was hooting and hollering for MJ out there. Guys were shouting out of the balconies, you know, and around the golf course off the, across the street, and people standing out drinking beer going, you know, Michael Jordan, you know.
Wow. Well, those two guys are two of the most famous athletes ever, so... That doesn't surprise me, it's unbelievable. You figure that they're going to pair Mickelson and Woods together?
Is that what they're pairing them?
No, I didn't see the pairings this afternoon. I was being a little facetious because of the Ryder Cup, but who knows? You know, any stranger things have happened.
Okay, I'm gonna hold on just one second while I.
Okay, knock it close.
My little shot in here. Just give me a second here.
You got it.
You're going to hear another shot here. All right.
There you go.
Yeah, right side of the green.
Good. Yeah, I heard that the pairings were posted at 4 o'clock or so this afternoon, and that was right when I left, and I didn't get a chance to pull them up. So I really don't know who's doing what to who. And I would think, you know, the first day may just be a test, because I think the first day is alternate shot, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So they may just be feeling each team out and picking random, if you will, and then saving the strategy for the final 2 days. So, but certainly we'll know how it all turned out when we get to the end.
Yeah, well, the pairings always have a lot to, you know, do with how things are going to go down and how that works out.
Well, it gives everybody they start thinking, holy smokes, what's going on? And I bet they'll beat them and whatever. But we've always.
we watched Lucas Glover a little bit, and he didn't look like he was swinging too good at it. We saw him hit some errant shots that didn't look too pretty, and Mike Weir looked like he was struggling with his swing a little bit too.
How about Adam Scott? Did you see him?
Yeah, Adam looked pretty good. Adam looked like he was swinging a little better.
Well, he played well last week, and I think that kind of helped him with Greg picking him. I think that gave him a kind of a shot of confidence.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah. He has a pretty golf swing to start with, and for the life of me, I can't figure what's causing his slump. It's got to be more mental than physical, I would guess.
Good shot, Bradley. Just stuck one in there about 6 feet.
But can he putt, John?
Yeah. But, it's a great city to host a tournament, San Francisco. You know, it's a lot of fun for everybody and the players and, you know, of course, a lot of scenery and great places to eat. And we went down to the hotel downtown and hung out with some of Bradley's friends. You know, Bradley played on the inaugural President's Cup team,
right,
on the international team. So, you know, he's good pals with Greg Norman and Appleby. And, you know, they invited us out, took us under the ropes, and we were walking down the fairway with the Australian lot over there, all the good blokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. There's quite a few there.
Yeah, yeah. Got a few Aussies this time. So.
Okay, who's your pick to win this thing?
Well, you know, I'd hate to root against my fellow Americans, so I'm going to go with the American team to win it. But I think they're going to be pretty tough. International team.
Who's your sleeper player? Who's going to do better than what everybody expects?
Let me think here. Like I said, I think this Ishikawa is going to surprise some people. I wouldn't be surprised to see some really good performance out of him this week.
Well,
it just looked like he was swinging at it really good and didn't see him hit any bad shots or anything.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Let's see, Anthony Kim's been struggling this year, and he's playing, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he? So I don't know if he's got his swing back together. He lost quite a bit of weight and worked out a little bit. Maybe that's kind of impacting him a little. He certainly got the game. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I really don't...
Who do you like? What are your thoughts?
I'm going with the Americans as well, simply because I think the depth is a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with what you just said. I think there's more on the international team struggling right now than on the American team. And the ones that are struggling on the American team would still fight through as long as they have a teammate. They may not do well in singles.
Right.
So if I had to give the edge, I'd have to say, well, you know, you always want them to play as well as they can, but I'm saying, well, if they don't play as well as they can, who's going to play less bad?
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting week for sure. There's no doubt about it. I think it always is. I mean, anytime you have those team matches, it's always a lot of fun for the guys, you know.
Are you up for the whole week now? Are you guys going out each day?
Yeah, we're going to be here the whole week. We're going to be playing golf down at Paso Tiempo.
Oh, cool.
The Tinsley track tomorrow. And then the next 3 days we'll be out at the tournament.
Oh, great. Well, listen, I think Vic's out trying to qualify for the Justin Timberlake tournament coming up. But
okay.
I'm sure he would ask you to keep notes so that when we get all said and done and we go through the end and kind of pick it apart, we can get you and Bradley's insightful comments on that.
Yeah, maybe on the show next week.
You betcha.
Okay.
Would that work?
That sounds great.
Okay. I've got to take a quick break. Do you want to come back, or are you going to go play golf?
Sure. We're still out here, so, let us know when you come back on, and we'll be here.
You got it. Thanks a lot. And
all
we'll
right.
be right back.
Okay.
Well, Welcome back to On the Fringe by Vic Will Goff. We're talking with Bradley Hughes and John Erickson over in the Bay Area. I thought they were at Harding Park Golf Course, but they're across the lake playing at Olympic Club, which all of us should be just a little bit jealous of. So, John, you there?
Yeah, we're still here. We're walking up the 17th, the par 5 here, looking at that little green, and just a beautiful day in San Francisco.
It was beautiful here, too. I'm hoping the weather over there holds all week for the President's Cup. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I think it will. I've got a good feeling. You know, it's a Bay Area. We get that fog that comes in over on the Sunset District, you know.
Yep.
And, so it's, we got a little overcast right now, but it's the perfect golfing weather. Just a little breeze coming off the ocean. And we can look right across and see Harding Park on the other side of the lake, across Lake Merced there.
Yep.
There's a bunch of great little golf courses right in here. You know, the Lake Merced Country Club, of course, the Olympic, the two courses here, the lake and the ocean, and the California Golf Club.
Right,
and then, of
right.
course, the San Francisco Golf Club.
Yeah, I played.
All within just a couple miles of each other here.
Yeah, I played an NCGA qualifier there for the amateur pro, gosh, 16,000 years ago at Lake Merced. That's a neat golf course.
Yeah, it's a great little golf course.
Yep. Anyway, I was just thinking while we were on break there, you know what would be a fun pairing to watch would be Tiger Woods and Jim Furyk against Ishikawa and Weir.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, that would be kind of fun to watch. You know, Weir took Tiger down once, and
yeah.
Ishikawa, the young lion, you know, that might be fun. Maybe that'll come about. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be fun to watch that. Yeah, we watched Jim Furyk a little bit, and as usual, you know, Mr. Precision looks really good. I'm actually a fan of his golf swing, believe it or not. I think he's so wonderful going through the ball.
Yep.
That's one of the kind of action that I teach my students, keep the arms real tight on the body and the club rotating around. And it kind of swings a lot like Vic does, really.
Yep.
You know, going through impact.
Well, we were talking about that, and you know, the ice skaters, in order to pick up speed, they don't hold their arms out. They do what with them? Pull them in. Yep.
So I think Furyk has got a really wonderful golf swing if you can get past the backswing. But you know what? You don't hit the ball in the backswing, do you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, he's becoming Mr. ATM out there. I'll tell you that.
He's just a great player. So yeah. He's a lot of fun to watch.
And he's been good in all of the in the Ryder Cup stuff and all the team events. I mean, he's right there then, too. He doesn't just go up and down at special things. But I don't know. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think he's had a great year without winning.
I'm sorry. I just fired a little persimmon, too, up the fairway. Can you repeat that last?
Yeah, I just said that Jim Furyk has had a great, great season without winning.
Oh yeah, he really has.
So, and that the winning drought for him will be over in a matter of who knows, next week. I mean, that's how fast that can change.
Yeah, it's amazing how quick things can change. You know, Bradley. You know, we were talking about some of our old friends and guys that we stomped around with on the tour that aren't playing much anymore. Like Paul Azinger and
right.
Lee Jansen and. You know, some people that just kind of dropped off, you know. There have been quite a few of them, of course.
No, that's true.
It just goes to show, you know, how special and privileged these guys are, you know, to be playing in the President's Cup.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that 100%. It takes some special work and some special dedication to get to that point. I mean, you have to be, you know, a proven player and a consistent player. Otherwise, you're not going to be on those teams.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess there was a little bit of controversy about Greg Norman's last chosen pick there.
Yeah, but that's the fun part of having a captain's pick. You get to disagree with it.
Yeah.
By the way, do you have Bradley using classic irons too?
Yeah, Brad, you mean today?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bradley's hitting, he's got a, what do you got in your bag, Hogan what? He's hitting the Hogan medallion.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure you made him comply all the way down the line there.
All right. I'm hitting the 69 bounce ball plus one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I got those in the bag.
Well, I want to plug what you're doing, too, at the Classic Club tournaments. We still have one coming up at National in November, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick next month, isn't it? That's amazing. It's coming up.
It seems like we just did it yesterday in the first place. But I think the Vic's got a lot of interest this year, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And for the audience, John is a real proponent of the Classic Club events and taking the game back to where it was, where you really had to be a shot maker and a shot striker to play golf well. And he's an advocate of doing that, and that's why we're talking about Persimmon Woods and classic iron sets right now. And, John, you really believe in that, don't you?
Yeah, well, as you know, you don't have to, you're preaching to the converted here.
Well, I'm trying to generate some interest for you because, as I think the audience knows, I'm not sure, but when we tested National with various ball combinations and the older clubs and so forth, all of a sudden, even with the new balls, we brought the old sand trap placements into play. Where these days, even somebody like me could knock it over the bunkers with no problem at all.
Right.
With metal woods and new stuff.
Yeah, so. it's gonna be a lot of fun, and I hope we can grow the tournament.
Good. Oh, I hope so too. I think hopefully we'll get you some more out this year, and if not, it'll keep growing. I don't have a doubt about it. Matter of fact, I know we've got three sets of clubs in the repair shop that I'm supposed to be working on to get them ready for the tournament in November. So. That's three more than I had last year.
I got to go down there and defend my title down there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to send a cab after you.
Well, I have a feeling Vic's going to get a little more practice time in this year after last year. I didn't think he liked me beating him last year. So.
Are you kidding? He doesn't like anybody beating him.
No, he doesn't like to lose, does he? Well, neither do I. So.
Yeah, no, that's what makes it all fun. Listen, we got to go. You guys have a great time. Take notes. I'd love to have you on next week so we can talk about what happened.
Yep.
And get your comments on that. In the meantime, have fun at Olympic Club and go have some fresh fish on me, would you?
We're going to do it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye.